We are to miscellaneous. Staff report. Ellie, start with you.
Nothing to say. I'll be looking at the audit committee soon.
So we're going to hear from you soon.
Yes.
Okay, Alexis.
I have nothing to report.
Okay. Karen. Tim.
Nothing to report.
Gail.
Just a couple of things. One, next week, all of our staff are going to be trained on creating positive relationships. This is part of our training program that I've been discussing with you about. Also, at the next board meeting on November 22nd, the board will be considering the 2017 board meeting calendar. I'm looking at, in the past, we've had special meetings on a quarterly basis on the calendar. I'm looking at removing those at this point. In the past, there was a specific activity related to that we're not necessarily doing anymore. So it kind of makes sense that if a need arises in the course of the year, we'll add a special meeting. But I think starting out the gate, we're going to mainly keep to just keeping our regularly scheduled meetings. So when you do see a copy of that in your board packet, you won't see those special meetings on there. Quarterly meetings.
I have to give advance notice, like, say, this week I've already given December schedule, and I can't vary from it. So to let you know, I have to have about a month and a half of advance notice.
Oh, you mean if at the last minute we do
schedule a special meeting or something like that? Yeah, let's say, even if it's for December, I've already turned in December
schedule. Yeah, and I mean, you know, in most cases, we're able to put them on the regularly scheduled board meetings. It would just, you know, if there's a real need that arises for the special meetings, I would definitely hope to do that well in advance so that all of the board members are able to attend and do their fiduciary duty, as Harvey has indicated.
Right. Okay. Yeah, the earliest we know about things, the better. Trend.
So. Yeah. And then after this board meeting, there will be the audit committee meeting.
Okay. I'm sorry, Tim, I missed you. Did you?
No.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's actually what I called Tim. I meant both. But outside professionals, Harvey, further, and trustees.
I had a question about the public comment earlier. I just wanted to get an idea of what the focus was. Is this basically a request for the board to divest from Oak Tree, or to make the board aware of potential risk associated with this investment if there's some action by HUD?
Tim, I think I turned to you in terms of what that presentation said to you as our CIO.
Sure. Obviously members of the Baltimore community and of the union raising issues, to follow up with Oak Tree, understand their perspective and their intended course of action, working these out. Given this is embedded within a private equity fund, there's not a lot that we can necessarily share about their intended actions in a public setting, but I will follow up with Oak Tree.
Good.
If you don't mind, if we could respond, I'm also with Unite Here, Alyssa Giacchino. To your specific question about divestment.
Ma'am, are you going to allow her to?
Yes. If you would go to the podium, it's being recorded in that.
Okay.
Okay, and we haven't met you yet, so you might introduce yourself too.
Thank you. I apologize. My name is Alyssa Giacchino. I'm also with Unite Here. So to answer your specific question as to whether we are calling for divestment, the answer is no. What we're seeking, what our request of you is engagement with this manager. As Tim said, it is a private equity investment, so you're locked in regardless. What we're hoping to flag is potential risks to the fund, including risks if they are result in not being compliant with the HUD regulations, but also headline risk and other risks that may have been alluded to through the ESG training as well, for the board to consider and engage with this manager with Oak Tree to understand how they are intend to act to mitigate the potential risks to you as investors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
And with that, will we have a report back from Tim as to the nature of your discussions or how you feel about the safety of the investment? Again, what's the takeaway from this?
Yeah, I can report back on the status of the conversations there.
I think just if you report back to the board that, in essence, you are expert. We have a fiduciary duty to rely upon your expertise. We want you to come back and report to us whether you think there's any material concern you share with what's been presented today with regard to this investment. And that's what I would want back from you, based upon we've had an issue raised by the public. We're turning to you to come back to us with some statement after your due diligence investigation of what has been raised, whether that will impact the security of our investment.
I have been duly directed and will report back.
That's what I need. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I know next week we have two major events coming up. Gabe's involved with one and Deborah in the other.
That's right. Well, they both turn out really well.
We can, any further trustee comments?
Questions about SAC position about that?
Oh, that's right. You're the vice president of SAC,
just so you're aware, SACERA's compliance officer is going to be presenting with CalPERS chief compliance officer next week at one of the breakout sessions. Mm. And I'll be moderating the RV Kuhn's performance report as well.
Yeah. Should be a good one. We've got Forrest Sawyer. You'll remember him, but and or may not, but he'll be there speaking on the day after the election. We're going to have that night. We're going to have TV set up and going to late at night watching election results. So it should be exciting. It'll be a whole new world when we come back from Sackers.
Will they capture the BART results?
are you going? I'm not sure. Are you going to Sackers? No.
Well, I am, but not so the night.
Right. Well, we may get a personal answer to that question.
I'll send you a text.
Yeah, well, okay.
Thank you.
Just not a group text.
I'm glad to see people were listening today. That's very nice.
The dinner on the 8th, is that a Sackers dinner?
The 9th.
Or is that a...
We can discuss it later.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the 9th, David. Yeah. It's a Sackers dinner.
Okay.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Is that one that you tell me to send out?
Yeah.